very serious for a person to be bringing a firearm on a train or public transport like that. And I think it's a reflection of, I suppose, the stupidity that some people have, or perhaps the malice that others may have. But one way or the other, we need to have a situation where people can feel secure and safe when they're travelling on public transport. And I have long called for the establishment of a public transport division of An Garda Síochána for to carry out this work, for to be in particularly, I suppose, in our urban areas where we have, the Lewis and the Dart and all of that. We've had huge problems there. But also on the train service up and down the length and breadth of the country, we've also had some serious incidents down the years. And I think if we had that deterrent in place, that there was a proper public transport police service like there is in other countries, it would make a huge difference, and it's something that would ensure that people would feel safe when they're travelling, as well as having an affordable and reliable public transport system. We need to have a safe one.
What will it take for that to happen though, Deputy Kenny, when we do see alarming levels of antisocial behaviour? We've seen assaults on actual Irish Rail staff, and now we see somebody bringing a shotgun on the Sligo to Dublin train.
Yeah, all of those things is something, is, I suppose, a continuous spike that we've seen over the last number of years, where we've had many very serious incidents of both bus drivers and train drivers and staff and in railway stations, etc., been attacked and abused. And we've also seen, scuffles and fights breaking out on public transport. We see the open use of drugs and indeed drug dealing on public transport. All of those things, give the impression to the travelling public that it is not a safe place to be. And that's why we need to have a proper public transport service police division of An Garda Síochána in place for sure that can happen. That will require recruiting more Gardaí, of course, which is difficult at the moment. And of course, some would say, where are you going to take them from? But really what you're doing is you're focusing the attention of An Garda Síochána in one of the places which is very, very high levels of crime, and that is in our public transport system. So if the high levels of crime is there, it's where we need to see Gardaí. That's why we need to ensure that deterrent is put in place by having a public transport police division.